So I might just take you back a little bit. Before you began as an artist, were you a fan of Lego and their sort of, iterations of, movie themes? And I remember when I was a bit younger, my brother had a large collection of Star Wars Lego. Do you have a sort of like an origin story, I guess, about your journey towards art?
I do, and this might shock you a little bit, but before September 2018, I had never touched Lego, never liked Lego, knew it existed, knew people played with it, but then I had an adventure down to the first, at the time, the first certified Lego store in down on the Gold Coast. And I thought, okay, I'll go in there for 5 minutes and I'll have a look to see what all the fuss is about. Well, 5 minutes turned into 3 hours, and I just wheeled around the store with my mouth open and my eyes as big as dinner plates, just marveling at all the things that could be made out of Lego. There was a giant stormtrooper, there was the Incredible Hulk, and that didn't even start with the Lego sets. And I'm wheeling around the store and I'm looking at all the sets on the walls, and I must have looked a sight because I swear my eyes were as big as dinner plates and I just had my mouth on the floor. But then I wondered, being that my cerebral palsy affects my hand function and muscle control so greatly, I didn't even know then whether I was capable of building anything except a bloody great big mess. And I swore that if I left the store with a kit and I could build it with not too much assistance, I need some to stabilize the models and things, and basically have someone be my left hand for support. But if I could largely build the model independently, then I would build more. And if I couldn't, then I would go away and not pursue it anymore. Well, the rest, they say, is history, because I did leave with my full-size VW Beetle kit and my sand color 32 by 32 base plate. And I came home and I built that and I liked it. And I thought, this is pretty cool. And I've thought that ever since.